Welcome to Cliff and Kendall's House of Horrors. Tonight we bring you the original tale of two fat podcasters who went on an ill-fated autumn vacation in the North Busheltown Woods. What they didn't plan on was meeting a certain demon-possessed pig farmer by the name of Hillbilly Willie. Come back next week for Hillbilly Willie Part 2, and the week after that for the all-new Hillbilly Willie 3, House of Demons.
Once there was a farmer in the North Busheltown Woods. He made his money growing corn and selling off dry goods.
But what he loved the most was his pigs. Yes, he did really love them more than he should that old Hillbilly Willie.
He loved those pigs more than his wife, so everybody said. So it's no wonder that she took the preacher to her bed.
What happened when he found them? I know it may sound real silly, but a horde of demons went and possessed old Hillbilly Willie.
Now he's in the woods searching for his pigs most every night. He kills the folks in his way from sunset through daylight.
He murdered some guy yesterday, boy, it was a real dilly. So watch out or he'll get to you, old Hillbilly Willie.
Now don't get between a drove of pigs and their man. Watch out for those demons, too, they're all over this land. And if it's a late October night and the air's a little chilly, listen for the crazy laughter of Hillbilly Willie.
Yes, watch out or he might just get a little killy. That demon-possessed pig farmer, Hillbilly Willie.
Hello, my name is Harvey, and no, you're not imagining things. I am a Halloween jack-o'-lantern. I am here to tell you the scariest but true story ever told. It happened late October, just a few years ago. Cliff and Kendall were all set to go on a relaxing autumn vacation. Of course, it turned out to be a nightmare bloodbath, but they didn't know that yet. As we find them, Cliff is wrapping up a few things in the office, just about ready to set off for the woods.
Okay, Sebastian, did you pack all the handmade gifts we're going to give the mountain children?
Yeah, they're in the back of the hybrid car next to the suitcase full of fiber bars.
Good. Now, what about Kendall's dinger? He'd be lost without it.
Yeah, it's in the box marked dinger. Oh, Cliff, I'm so sorry to bother you. I didn't expect to see you sitting here next to Zac Efron.
Oh, Mrs. Butter 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 Churn, this isn't Zac Efron. It's my personal assistant, Sebastian. Haven't you been introduced?
Oh, no, he's quite fetching.
I know, but don't keep going on about it. His incredible attractiveness. He gets embarrassed when I do that. I mean, he'll get embarrassed.
Oh, okay. Well, I just came in to collect my paycheck.
All right. Sebastian, could you go and get Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn's check? I think it's in that bottom drawer over there.
Sure.
Yeah, just bend over and reach right in there.
Oh my! I haven't seen a back end that perfect since I was a young girl in Italy and Michelangelo was carving the David. Here you go. Oh, thank you!
Are you sure you won't come with us on our relaxing autumn vacation? Sebastian is coming, and so is Mr. Snotbottom.
Oh, no, I have a ladies' pumpkin carving retreat to attend. Where are you going?
We're staying in a secluded cabin deep in the woods outside Busheltown. Doesn't that sound quaint?
Deep woods outside of Busheltown. Not in the northern part, I hope.
Of course. Kendall picked it out. He said the fall foliage would be best there.
Oh, be careful. I've heard of some strange things happening there. When I was a girl... Oh, well, never mind. I hate to start a story when I have to leave so soon. That's not proper etiquette, you know. I'll just check to make sure my paycheck is correct here. Oh, my, there must be some sort of mistake.
What is it?
I've been given a pink slip.
What?
Oh, just look.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Sebastian, what's so funny? Is this another one of your pranks?
I'm sorry, I just punked you. Punked? Well, I never... Well, I can't be mad at you with those beautiful puppy dog eyes.
You really can't, can you? And I really think of them more as bedroom eyes.
Here's your real trick, ma'am.
Ma'am. Adorable.
No harm done. You have a relaxing trip. I'm sure everything will be fine, despite all evidence I secretly know to the contrary. Oh, toodaloo.
Goodbye. Carve a good pumpkin. Sebastian, I've told you about all this punking.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'll just stop. I promise.
Don't worry. All's forgiven. Give us a hug.
Meanwhile, outside Cliff and Kendall's studios, Kendall and Mr. Snodbottom were preparing the car for their road trip to hell.
Mr. Snodbottom, could you hand me that rag? I'm going to make sure our hubcaps are nice and shiny for this relaxing autumn vacation we're all going on.
I tell you, my boy, I haven't been on a trip with just the boys in several decades. My wife Petunia wouldn't have it, you know. She forbade me to leave town without her.
Well, what made her change her mind?
She died.
Mr. Snodbottom, I'm sorry, I had no idea.
Did I say she died? I meant we divorced. I keep mixing up my words. Still in shock, I suppose.
Well, maybe it'll be good for you to get away, raise your spirits.
Oh, my spirits have never been higher. Petunia was a nasty woman.
Oh, she was mean?
Yes, and disgusting. She sat on our sofa for over 18 years. Had to be surgically removed from it. The fibers had grown into her legs. I guess it was sort of sad in a way.
Well, that's terrible.
Yes, but we're moving on. I'm dating new women and she's bought new furniture.
You've been dating?
Well, boy, I must say it's been slow. I've had my eye on someone, though.
I'm afraid to ask.
Do you know if Mrs. Putter Butter Butter Churn is on the market? I mean, I'm not looking long term now, boy. Just want to have a little fun. Do you know what I mean? It was a long and lonely 18 years Petunia was on that couch. Not to be too crude about the whole thing. But that's just between us boys. A man's vacation. How invigorating.
I'll go get Cliff and Sebastian. I'm ready to go.
Sure thing, my boy. Hand me that rag and I'll make sure you can see your face in the transmission by the time you get back.
And so the four men set off to meet their destiny. It took them 31 hours to drive from Los Angeles to their destination. The trip was long, but uneventful, though by the time they arrived at a truck stop just outside Busheltown, the men were tired, weary, and ready to get to their relaxing cabin. Unfortunately for them, the trouble was just beginning.
Oh, I'm so tired.
Kendall, my boy, I am weary.
I just want to get to the cabin and relax.
I think there's some trouble.
What trouble could there be? It's late at night, we're in a small town, I can hear the crickets chirping and the lake loons looning.
Why is our engine on fire? Oh no!
Look at all that smoke.
Kendall, while you fix the engine, I'm going to go get some more snacks.
More snacks? You just bought 6 Reese's Cups when we stopped 20 minutes ago for Mrs. Snodbottom's 85th bathroom break.
Now, Kendall, you know Mr. Snodbottom can't help his irritable bowel syndrome. And I didn't buy Reese's Cups. I bought Reese's Pumpkins. It's almost Halloween.
Okay. I'll see what I can do about the engine. Would you get me an apple or something?
An apple?
Okay, a pie. A nice big pie.
Gotcha. Be right back. Come, Sebastian.
Coming.
Sebastian, I need you to get some magazines. I need the new Oprah magazine for me, Dog Fancy for Kendall, Irritable Bowel Gazette for Mr. Snodbottom, and Teen People for you.
Teen People?
Would you rather have Men's Fitness? Tiger Beat?
I'll go with Teen People.
I'll be up at the counter getting candy and soaking up some local color. Candy corn for a quarter a pound?
Hi there, young fella.
Oh, are you talking to me?
Well, I'm not talking to your son over there looking at the Teen People.
He's not my son. He's my personal assistant, and he's old enough to drink.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. He just always forgets his ID, so I buy his beer for him.
All right. You out of towners from out of town?
We are from New York and L.A., according to our podcast description.
Podcast? What in tarnation is that?
It's kind of an internet talk show, bits of humanity, you know.
Nope. What kind of things y'all talk about? Fly fishing, rye farming, pig slaughtering?
No, mostly time marching on, sassy economy, clean week. Real up to the minute stuff.
What you city slickers doing out here in Busheltown?
Well, we're actually here for a relaxing autumn vacation. Are there any Halloween festivals this weekend? Sebastian loves bobbing for apples.
No. Halloween festivals start next weekend. You wouldn't like it, though. We don't bob for nothing but rye around these parts. You folks staying over at the Busheltown Arms, are you?
Oh, no. We're roughing it in a cabin deep in the woods.
South of town?
No.
East?
No.
Tell me you're staying in the deep woods west of town.
No, we're staying in a cabin up in the North Woods, a place called North Busheltown Woods. It's a rustic yet charming campground, according to their blog spot.
Listen, fella. You take your pretty little son and them two old fellas outside, and you turn around and you go back home. Ain't nothing for you up them in there North Woods. Go back to Brooklyn where you'll be safe.
Oh, come on. It can't be that bad.
Here's the magazines, Cliff.
Thanks. Sir, if you could just ring these periodicals up and give me 2 pounds of candy corn and... Oh, do you have any pies?
I got a candy apple surprise pie or a key lime twist sprinkle.
Better take them both.
What's the surprise in the pie?
Rye. That'll be $11.17.
Here you go, sir. Sebastian, take the pies. Now, mister, you have a nice night and a happy Halloween. It was nice to meet you.
Y'all better heed my warning. Ain't nothing up there in them North Woods for you. Stay away. Go home.
These local characters are the best, aren't they, Sebastian?
They had pie?
Yep, Sebastian's got them. Have you fixed the car?
Well, it'll have to be taken to the mechanic once we get back to L.A. There was a hole worn in the timing belt, but we rigged up a temporary solution using the elastic from Mr. Snodbottom's jockey shorts.
Great. I can't wait to see our cabin.
Oh, I'm excited, too. This chill in the air and this autumn foliage, I can't wait for Halloween.
Me, too. I brought Hocus Pocus on Blu-ray.
So did I. Of course we would both bring it.
It's a classic. We'll have to watch it over and over.
It is the best film of all time.
Except maybe for Ernest Scared Stupid.
Can you believe we are MySpace friends with one of its stars?
No, I pinch myself every day.
Guys, do you think we could get going? Mr. Snodbottom's already asleep in the front seat and is drooling again.
And so they continued to follow their MapQuest directions to the North Busheltown Woods campground. As they left the Busheltown city limits, the streetlights fell behind them and there was nothing but pitch black darkness outside the car windows.
You know, these deep, dark woods are beautiful, but kind of scary.
I know what you mean, especially since we're so close to Halloween. Everything seems scarier. What was that?
It was just a frog, I think.
Ooh, I hate frogs. Run over it.
Oh, settle down. It is awfully late. Are you sure we can check into this cabin this late?
I don't know. Sebastian made the reservations. What'd they tell you on the phone, Sebastian?
I didn't make reservations.
What? We were talking about this trip when you told me you made reservations.
No, you were talking about sleeping around. I said I had reservations about sleeping in the same room with you.
Sebastian, you know you really know how to hurt someone.
Wait. I think we're missing the point. There are no reservations. How will we know if this place is even open?
Kendall, calm down. Worst case scenario, we can pull over on this dark, deserted country road here in the middle of the woods and sleep in the car tonight and we can check in the morning.
Nothing about that seems dangerous to you?
Wait, you're right. What am I thinking? A frog could get in the car.
Or a deranged psychopath could tear us limb from limb.
I highly doubt that. Hold on. Sebastian, is this one of your punks? Are you punking Kendall right now?
No, I thought you were going to make the travel arrangements.
What gave you that idea?
We were outside and you told me clean the pool while you made the travel arrangements.
Oh, that's right. How could I have let that happen? That doesn't sound like me to become so distracted by watching Sebastian clean the pool that I forgot to make the reservations, does it? Anybody?
And so they drove on until they came to a rusty, weather-beaten gate blocking the road. They bickered over who should get out and try to open the gate. And finally, 40 minutes later, at 3:30 in the black of night, Cliff and Kendall ventured out into the wilderness.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Kendall, you have to man up. This is just the deep, dark North Thistletown woods that people have repeatedly told me are full of horrible nightmare dangers.
What?
Nothing. Is the gate locked?
Let me try it here. Looks like it's closed for the night. Can you see anything out there beyond it?
All I see is pitch black darkness.
You know, in the dark like this, your other senses are really heightened.
I know. I can hear all kinds of creatures.
I'm sure in the day, they're really cute and adorable little animals, but...
the night, they're terrifying my soul!
Oh, Cliff, you're squeezing me too tight. My sternum is cracking.
Oh, sorry. Did you hear that?
Is that laughing?
Maybe it was Sebastian in the car listening to one of our old podcasts.
It didn't sound like Sebastian.
I think we should go back to the car.
Okay.
And so they huddled together, locked in their car for the next few hours. Slowly, the sun rose over the mountains of Busheltown, and the terrifying woods of the night lightened up and became the beautiful autumn foliage-filled woods of the day.
Look at the fall foliage.
It's gorgeous.
I'm relaxed already.
You know, despite the mild horrors of last night, I think this is going to be a relaxing autumn vacation after all.
Hand me some breakfast pie.
Kendall boy, I wonder if you could help me out of the car. My joints have stiffened and I can barely move.
Do you think it's safe to get out of the car now?
It's now or never, I guess. And what danger could there be in this beautiful country morning?
Oh, you're right. Give me your hand, Mr. Steinbottom.
Kendall. Oh, my knees. Oh, this mountain air is refreshing. I'm going to go behind that ryeberry bush over there and have a bowel movement.
Okay.
But Kendall boy, if my bowels become irritated, I may need some help. So listen up in case I call for you.
Sure. I think I'll try that Kate again.
Hey there, big feller!
Oh! Where did you come from?
I'm the owner and proprietor of this here land your son over there is crapping on.
He is not my son! Mr. Snodbottom is old enough to be my father.
Whatever. I just hope you brung yourself a pooper scooper. What you fellas doing out here?
We came for a relaxing autumn vacation in the woods.
That's a new one.
You know, sort of a pre-Halloween getaway.
You want Halloween, you should have come next weekend. Big Halloween festival in town. Got your costumes, candy apple sculpting, your bobbin for rye, your old-fashioned mule toss. Fun for your whole family. What you got here, your husband and your two sons with you?
No, my co-host, his personal assistant, and our producer.
Uh-huh. Where are you folks staying?
Well, we thought we had reservations here at the North Busheltown Woods campground. You think they have an empty cabin this time of year?
North Busheltown Woods got nothing but empty cabins. Of course, you'd be a fool to stay in there. What with old Hillbilly Willie running around?
What?
You ain't from around these parts, is ya? Nah, if so, you'd know right well who Hillbilly Willie is.
We're from New York and L.A. Kinda.
So you better listen up a spell. Hillbilly Willie ain't nothing to be taken lightly. Here is his story. It was many years ago, late in October, just a week or so before the Halloween festival down in Busheltown proper. Hillbilly Willie, you see, was a pig farmer back in them days. He had himself a wife and a nice big old pig farm. Raised many a prize hog and was voted Pig Farmer of the Year 4 times by the Pig Farming Bureau. Anyway, like I say, it was nigh on Halloween, so the nights was getting chilly here in these parts. And since Hillbilly Willie loved on them pigs so much, spoiled them, some might say, he would go out at night and make sure they was all tucked in and ready for beddy by, don't you know. It so happened that around this time, there was a traveling preacher going around putting on a late October revival, trying to win souls for the Lord, so they say. But one night, during a terrible thunderstorm that flooded Busheltown Creek for weeks, Hillbilly Willie went out to check on his pigs. And when he got through making sure they was high and dry, he went back into his house. But he found his wife was not alone. She was in bed with the traveling preacher, getting to know him in the most biblical way. It also happened that around this time, there was a demon outbreak in Busheltown as well.
Wait, Hillbilly Willie's wife was cheating on him with his traveling preacher? And there were demons? I think you've been drinking too much moonshine.
Listen up, boy. True truth was never told to you. Demons used to run amok all over this land back in the olden days.
Olden days?
Yeah, 1960s, 70s. Okay, so it was raining and thundering. And demons was coming out of the woodwork, for it was the very witching time of night. Hillbilly Willie had just stumbled upon adultery in his own bedroom, and he was understandably furious. He began yelling and screaming, beating on that old preaching scoundrel. He chased that preacher out into the backyard, and the preacher was about to hightail it out of there when, lo and behold, what should come up from behind an old water well but a pack of wild hell demons sent up to earth by the devil himself. So Hillbilly Willie and this preacher were shocked, of course, but the preacher had himself an idea. He saw Hillbilly Willie's pig pen and all them swine and decided to cast these hell demons into them prize pigs like they were always doing back in Bible days.
What?
Cast the demons into the pigs, trap them in the pig bodies. That's one of the few ways you can kill a hell demon, don't you know? Anyway, once the preacher started praying and speaking in tongues, Hillbilly Willie realized what was going to happen and he got right crazy. These were his precious porkers and he didn't want nothing to happen to them. So as the preacher was a-casting his holy spell, Hillbilly Willie jumped in front of the pig pen and opened the gate. His pigs started running out and escaping and them hell demons all got trapped up inside Hillbilly Willie. Now to make a long story short, Hillbilly Willie, possessed by a horde of hell demons, roams these North Busheltown woods at night looking for his pigs and killing anybody who gets in his way.
Is this just something you tell out-of-towners to scare them?
Shoot, nah! If I'd have wanted to scare you away, I could have just showed you the 8 toes are growing on my left foot.
Oh!
I'm just warning you. Now, you fellas are welcome to stay in one of my cabins in there, but you may be slaughtered come nightfall. I accept Visa and MasterCard, none of that snooty American Express.
Let me run all this by my friends and we'll make a decision.
All right, I'll go open the gate. But remember what I said. No American Express.
Who is that old guy you were talking to for so long?
He owns the campground, but he says maybe we should stay somewhere else.
Why? The fall foliage of North Busheltown Woods is famous for being so beautiful. I had my heart all set on a nice, relaxing autumn vacation.
Well, we can still stay here. He just says there's a murdering psycho that's possessed by hell demons wandering around at night.
Yeah, right. Do they have Wi-Fi?
And so, scoffing at the obvious dangers ahead of them, Cliff and Kendall decided to stay in a cabin in the North Busheltown Woods. Later that day, just before sunset, they built a campfire and roasted marshmallows on what would turn out to be the worst night of their lives.
Cliff, would you pass me some of those chocolate bars?
Ooh, me too. I need some more s'mores. Do you think that's where the name came from? Because we've always wanted s'mores.
Maybe. Sebastian, do you want some more s'mores?
No, I think I'm going to go behind the cabin and look at the lake as the sun sets.
Well, that sounds romantic. See you later.
Cliff, what was your favorite part of the day?
Oh, I think maybe carving those pumpkins for the front porch of our vacation cabin, or maybe just all the relaxing I got to do under the foliage. What about you?
Well, I liked shopping for Halloween candy at this little country store, and I also liked seeing all those kids in their costumes.
Oh, Kendall, those weren't costumes. Those kids were all really hobos.
Oh. What about you, Mr. Snodbottom?
Well, I enjoyed the nap I took this morning in the hammock around back. The nap I took after lunch out there on the porch, and I'm looking forward to sleeping in that nice feather bed tonight. All in all, very relaxing.
Yes, it has been wonderful. I just feel like I'm forgetting something.
You know, me too. This geezer I was talking to last night had all these warnings about the danger of these woods. But the only real danger is that we'll fall in love with the North Bushelltown Woods and never want to leave.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if we never left.
Me too. I bet you at least one of us will never leave these woods.
maybe two of us.
Someone slightly less important might just not make it out.
But only because they love the woods so much. But probably not. I mean, we're all pretty important.
Well, except for Sebastian.
He's important. Who would bring me lattes? And he's so good looking. Young, sexy people rarely fall in love with the wilderness, no matter how lovely the foliage is.
Well, I guess you're right. Look at the sunset. Breathtaking.
It reminds me of my honeymoon in Hawaii. You know, I hate to admit it, but I'm missing Petunia a bit right now. I think I may go inside and put some of these feelings into my divorce journal.
All right. See you later, Mr. Snodbottom.
Wow, it got dark really quick.
I know, being in the woods in the dark like this is kind of spooky.
Oh, those are just Halloween jitters.
Maybe you're right. What's that?
I didn't hear anything.
There it was again.
Those are just nature sounds. Don't you find them relaxing?
Unless that's the Great Pumpkin, maybe we should go inside. I know I'm just thinking of that crazy story that old redneck told me this morning, but... Oh, I'm Hillbilly Willie. Give me back my pig. Snort, 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 snort.
No, I'm not a pig. I just have a glandular problem.
Relax, guys. It's just me. You got punked again.
Sebastian, I told you no more punks.
My heart is in my throat.
You little prank monkey. Look what you did to Kendall. He's having a heart attack. Thanks.
No, I think I'll be okay.
You know, Sebastian, I have a right mind to cut the overtime you're earning on this vacation in half. You go inside right now and think about what you did to your bosses. You'll scar Kendall for life next time.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I forgive you, but only because of those deep ocean blue eyes of yours. Now get inside and make sure you don't disturb Mr. Snodbottom. He's journaling about his troubled divorce. Kendall, are you okay?
I'll survive. I just gave myself over to the heebie-jeebies there for a moment.
Huh, that's funny. All the lights just went off in the cabin.
What?
Maybe Mr. Snodbottom and Sebastian just went to bed at the same time and they turned off all the lights at the exact same second. What do you think the odds are of that happening?
I think they're pretty slim. Besides, Mr. Snodbottom has lots of issues to journal about.
And it is unlike Sebastian to go to bed before doing his sit-ups, which he always does with the lights on. Or, so I hear.
I'm getting kind of freaked out.
Easy now. Don't rush to any conclusions.
Like Hillbilly Willies and they're killing them both?
Especially don't rush to that conclusion.
Why haven't they come out to the campfire? Isn't that what you would do? Should we go inside and find them?
I guess so. Let me see. I think I have a flashlight in my backpack here. Here, hold some of this stuff.
What is this, an eye patch?
No, that's a swimsuit I bought for Sebastian. I thought there might be a pool here. Okay, I've got the flashlight. Stay close.
Leave the door open.
Sebastian? Mr. Snodbottom?
Oh God, what's that over there?
Hillbilly Willie!
No, it's just a pile of fiber bar wrappers. It is so dark in here, like the bottom of the ocean.
Did you ever think that maybe there is no bottom of the ocean? That it just goes all the way through the earth? Do you think scientists have even considered that?
No. Ugh! What does that stain on the floor leading down the hallway into the bedrooms?
It's blood! They're dead! We're doomed!
Let me see. No, it's a latte. A caramel soy latte, no foam, with a flavor shot of something.
Pumpkin?
Yeah, maybe.
It's the latte Sebastian always makes for me, with extra pumpkin for Halloween. He must have been making me one as an apology before something awful happened.
Why wouldn't he make me one? He punked me too.
Well, if he's still alive, I'll write that up and put it in his file.
Come on, let's see where this leads. Oh no, there's more latte over there. Only it's much darker.
Kendall, I don't think that's latte.
You mean he was making me an apology sundae with this caramel syrup?
No, I think that's Sebastian's blood. What's left of his body is lying right over there.
Oh no, this can't be happening.
It was so dreamy. This is a nightmare. It'll take forever to post another ad for an assistant on Craigslist.
Did you hear that?
What?
Listen.
I don't think it was...
I am a Dilly Willy. I have come to reclaim my pigs.
We're not your pigs, we're just fat.
We have a food addiction. It's especially hard to stop snacking late at night.
Your last snack was your last. Prepare to die.
Why did you kill Sebastian? He didn't look like a pig.
He offered himself as a sacrifice to me. He was a devout Satanist.
Cliff, how could you not know that?
I guess I should have realized when he said his favorite book was the Devil Bible. But I was lost in his eyes.
Pay attention. You are about to meet your doom. But first, I will leave you alone for a moment so that you can have one final conversation.
Cliff, do you think we can escape?
There will be no escape. I will seal you in a ring of fire.
Oh God, it's so hot.
We're gonna die all sweaty and never having reached our goal weight.
I never thought it would turn out like this.
I always thought something terrible and supernatural would happen on Halloween night.
Not a couple weeks before. We'll never get to dress up in another Halloween costume. And mine was so good this year.
Mine too. They were classic. We'll never hear Monster Mash again.
Why haven't I mentioned my wife, Susan, lately?
Why didn't Jake Gyllenhaal ever return any of my Twitter?
Hold on, I have to make one last phone call.
I don't think frequent guest star Alan is going to get us out of this one.
No, not Alan.
Hello?
Mom, we're about to die. I just wanted to tell you that I love you.
I told you to stay out of them North Booseltown woods. Hillbilly Willie is killing everybody.
You were right. Goodbye.
Bye. Tell Cliff I said hi.
She said hi.
I know. I can hear. I'm sorry I called you an idiot all those times we played things you should know. I was just being sassy.
I'm sorry I left the room during so many times of your bad jokes. I was just trying to pretend to be slightly more prudish than I am.
Hey, that reminds me, where is Mr. Snodbottom?
Oh, I don't know. Mr. Snodbottom! Mr. Snodbottom!
Hold on, Kendall boy. I need a journal for 10 more minutes.
Mr. Snodbottom, we're about to die! Hillbilly Willie has just trapped us in a circle of flames!
Oh my! This is a jam of a pickle.
I hope you are now ready to be torn apart by hell demons.
Can anybody ever really be ready for that?
It doesn't matter. You're first, old man.
Oh my! My bowels! Whoa!
I really thought Mr. Snodbottom would live.
Me too. He seemed too important to die.
I guess Halloween is the time for scary surprises.
Enough banter. Which one dies first?
We need a Halloween miracle.
I don't think those exist. I've heard of Halloween costumes, Halloween candy, and Halloween nightmares, but we're already living in one of those.
But as usual, Cliff was as wrong could be. A Halloween miracle occurred right then and there in the North Booseltown woods. From high in the sky came a great light. It shone through the windows, nearly blinding all of those inside the cabin.
It's a miracle! Even after all those times we told him to take it, the Pope has come to save us!
But it wasn't the Pope, it was a spaceship full of vampires from the planet Bloodtron.
No, it cannot be!
But it was. As everyone in Jugulos Nebula knows, Bloodtron vampires feast on the blood of hell demons. And so it was that in the next few seconds, hordes of space vampires, which were very scary looking, entered the cabin and descended upon Hillbilly Willie, sucking the blood of the demons which possessed him. Cliff and Kendall were so frightened that they fainted dead away. It was not until an hour or so later that both woke up.
What? Where are we? What's going on?
How? What happened? Are we dead? Heaven smells a lot like a burning cabin.
No, wait! I remember it all now. Hillbilly Willie!
He was gonna tear us limb from limb!
There was a bright light!
And space vampires! Thank God we're saved!
But we weren't all saved. Mr. Snodbottom didn't make it.
What's that, Grendel boy?
Mr. Snodbottom, you're alive!
I think if I can get to the hospital in time, they can put my bowels back in and I'll be right as brain.
Halloween be praised, another miracle.
Maybe that means Sebastian made it too. Sebastian, wake up! You can do it! I need a latte!
I don't think that's gonna work.
Why not?
You're slapping his decapitated head. The rest of him is in the living room.
Why does every Halloween have to be so scary?
That's the way the Lord intended it to be.
And so, having learned many valuable Halloween lessons, Cliff Kendall, a recuperating Mr. Snodbottom, and the bloody remains of Sebastian made their way back to L.A., just in time for a rocking Halloween party.
Kendall, you want to go bob for apples?
You bet! Then we can play pin the tail on the zombie.
Yes! Oh, listen, they're playing our Halloween special over there.
I love our Halloween special.
It's the spookiest.
You know, I'm so glad that we survived that whole Hillbilly Willy thing.
Me too. And I've been thinking, if Sebastian really was a Satanist and he sacrificed himself to the demons inside Hillbilly Willy, then he got what he wanted. And in a way, all his dreams came true.
You're right. Good for him.
And I don't think we'll be hearing from Hillbilly Willy again.
Nope. He's history.
Happy Halloween, Kendall.
Happy Halloween, Cliff, and happy Halloween, everyone.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Once there was a farmer in the North Bushelltown woods. He made his money growing corn and selling off dry goods.
But what he loved the most was his pigs. Yes, he did really love them more than he should that old Hillbilly Willy.
He loved those pigs more than his wife, so everybody said. So it's no wonder that she took the preacher to her bed.
What happened when he found them? I know it may sound real silly, but a horde of demons went and possessed old Hillbilly Willy.
Now he's in the woods searching for his pigs most every night. He kills the folks in his way from sunset through daylight.
He murdered some guy yesterday, boy it was a real dilly. So watch out or he'll get to you, old Hillbilly Willy.
Now don't get between a drove of pigs and their man. Watch out for those demons too, they're all over this land. And if it's a late October night and the air's a little chilly, listen for the crazy laughter of Hillbilly Willy.
Yes, watch out or he might just get a little killy. That demon-possessed pig farmer, Hillbilly Willy.